Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Happy Thursday, June 8th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today, we'll be discussing pride by looking at Daniel chapter 4, verse 37, and it reads, "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are right and his ways are just, and those who walk in pride he is able to humble." What an incredible statement. God's ways are right and just, and he is able to humble the proud. And from a man whose life up to that point had been one of complete and total rebellion against God. Rebellion to the point of going to war with God's people, conquering them and exiling them from their God-given homeland to servitude in his pagan kingdom. It doesn't get much more rebellious than that. Yet, that is not what ultimately brought punishment from God on the king. Daniel tells the king, when he interprets the second dream, that it is in fact his pride that was going to bring about punishment from God. Daniel chapter 4, verse 25 says, "Till you know that the Most High rules the kingdom of men and gives it to whom he will." The king, in his arrogance and pride, believed he was the reason for Babylon's greatness, and he failed to give God the honor he was due. Even after the warning from Daniel, he maintained his arrogance, his pride. Daniel chapter 4, verse 30 explains that. America, are you listening? The king was offered a chance at repentance, a chance to avoid God's just punishment, and refused. God is merciful and long-suffering, that none should perish. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. His gift of repentance is extended to all. Will you, as an individual, receive it and turn from your sin? Will we, as a nation, recognize the error of our ways and turn back to God? If so, there is mercy. If not, there is justice. And understand, we want mercy from God. We do not want justice from God.
Right. And God is able to humble people. What a miracle that is. You know, people love seeing signs of healing and moves of the Holy Spirit manifesting, all those things that are pridefully brought up to Jesus on that day of judgment, of their works of healing and casting out demons and prophesying. But nobody is praying for the works of God to humble the proud. Humility is not something we pray for in most churches in America. There is so much pride that has been in the church, but we are so focused on the culture's pride. Again, we are to judge those inside the church, and even more carefully, because sin is good at hiding. We can't just come to church and talk about how sinful sinners are and be shocked because they're Americans. They are sinners, and being American does not cause us to be less sinful. We need to understand that we are descendants of Adam first, and it's the power of Christ in us that changes us, not the country we are born into.
And our pride quote of the day comes from St. Louis the Ninth.
"In prosperity, give thanks to God with humility and fear, lest by pride you abuse God's benefits and so offend him."
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.